Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And today we saw The Wolves at Ad Astra.
Which, for the uninitiated, is actually not about a pack of wolves, which I thought when I saw it being programmed. It's about a soccer team.
A girls' indoor soccer team.
In the US. And it's set entirely in their warm-ups and their training. And yes, it's kind of about the game, but it is really about 16-year-old young women reacting, relating to each other and the outside world, their problems and so on.
And it's a powerful, powerful piece. That what I find fascinating about it is that it uses the language of 16-year-old girls.
Yep.
In a way that is not preachy or speaks down to that group, that so often when we're dealing with 16-year-old characters, they don't swear, they don't say offensive things, they don't...
Well, even if they do, though, they're basically portrayed as fangirls. They're kind of a little bit shallow and they're probably peeing their pants over the latest boy band and so on. And these girls are scared about the Khmer Rouge and atrocities in Cambodia. They're discussing war crimes. They're discussing people trafficking. Yeah, they're also discussing their periods and their boyfriends and or girlfriends.
Pregnancy
and
scares.
And all of that, tampons, yeah. All of the kind of girl stuff, but it's also showing that there's a great emotional depth to young women that it's rarely they're rarely given credit for.
And I think it's a powerful piece, and it's not a light piece. It's quite heavy in its own way. And there's a list of trigger warnings a mile long.
Yeah, there really is, because when you think, oh, they're not going to go there, they go there. And they take on some really, really serious societal issues that affect young women in a way that is real and true and not patronising to either young women in general or the actors or the audience. And what I saw was some incredibly powerful performances in a work that is shockingly beautiful.
And there is an ensemble across the board. Malika Savoy, who I know and I'm pretty sure I still butchered her name. Emma Black. We didn't see her today because her role is double cast. Chelsea Doran. Madeline Armit. Maddie Jane Romke, who we did see. Shanae DeMarco, Tanika Kane Potaka, which I'm again almost certain I mispronounced, Emily Mazelik, again probably mispronounced, Shani Tones, Amy DeRoe, and of course our soccer mum.
Our soccer mum, who was ably played by a dad today.
Yes, we saw Dole Hunt, but the role is also double cast with Stella T. Page.
Look, the thing is that, you know, whilst I was just saying that women are not all about fangirling, some members of the cast could not appear today because they're at Tay Tay in Melbourne. And
other members of the cast will be at Tay Tay in Sydney.
And I think the lighting designer, from what I saw on the socials, is in Melbourne for Tay Tay. But we will forgive them this. They're actually allowed to have a life outside the theatre.
And when Tay Tay went on sale, they probably weren't knowingly working on this show.
Probably not. There's an incredible physicality to this piece, because when they're doing their training and their warm-ups, they're actually doing ball passes and sit-ups and push-ups and ladder drills. And oh, my Lord.
It almost feels like it's choreographed, like this is a dance piece.
And there is a beautifully choreographed piece in the middle too.
But that felt like an extension of what was always happening. It was a movement piece. There was a physicality. It was almost physical theatre. It wasn't, if we get into the technical definitions of what makes physical theatre and some drama wank for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, please save me.
I won't. I'll spare you, listener.
Thank you. And what about your co-host? Are you going to spare me too?
Oh, you'll hear it later. It's fascinating in how it uses the movement that it has to enhance the meaning of the piece.
And at the beginning, as in you would see in any training kind of environment or whatever, there's two or three conversations all overlapping each other, and initially you're like, holy crap, what the hell is going on here? But you become attuned to bits of it, but also that's a setup to get you into the atmosphere, and then it's a lot more streamlined and traditional dialogue.
And what's interesting is we stayed for the Q&A afterwards.
We did.
And Caitlin Hill, our director, who I thought did a phenomenal job across the board.
Really, really beautiful piece. Great work.
Was talking about the fact that most plays for the first 5 minutes or so ignore our dogs. They've decided that now is a chance to go feral in the background.
Too early for pos-pos, so I don't know what's setting them off.
Yes. Talked about that most plays for the first 5 minutes, it gives you a second to adjust and accommodate for the ear.
And I think that's particularly so in something like Shakespeare or something where the language is unfamiliar. You do spend a little bit of time working out dialogues, working out, you know, languages and so on. And this play almost plays on that, that we know that you're going to spend this time going, what the F? And we're going to play on that and build on that, so you're really and truly having to adapt your ear to what's going on.
It's a pretty, pretty interesting, fascinating work that does not hold your hand, and there are parts that are deeply ugly for the betterment of the work, to be fair, and the betterment of the performances across the board, that they didn't shy away from that ugliness.
No, it's a beautifully written piece too, but if it's not handled with great care and sensitivity by both the directors and the actors, it could just be heavy-handed and smulchy, which it was not. Incredibly nuanced, incredibly powerful.
And I do think if you are going to be triggered, or you think you might be triggered, read the trigger warnings.
There are quite a number of them.
And that's why they're there. And if you go, oh, I don't know about this.
Or if you go, I don't want to read the trigger warnings because it'll spoil it for me. Well, if you get triggered, then it becomes one of these dolls.
And I also think if you don't know, you can just ask. And most people working on the play will go, this is the moment. This is how it plays.
This is what happened.
Do you think that's going to be a trigger for you? And if it is, then maybe this isn't the play.
Time. Yeah. And the other thing I love about Ad Astra is, A, they take risks in their programming and in their casting and their direction. They're not afraid to use young, emerging people. But I love the way they use the space, that I have seen all four walls of that theatre used as the seating bank, or at least three of the four.
No, I've seen all four.
And in this case, if you arrive late, you're not allowed in because you'd be walking across the stage and you would have to physically do a few burpees or something and burn your bum on the AstroTurf. It's a very versatile space, and it is a space that they're prepared to be versatile with.
And to create a football pitch in this space, which is not that big space.
It's about the size of my walk-in ride, which and says more about my walk-in ride than the theatre.
I saw this play about 2 years ago at QUT.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very big performance space there.
And presumably a bigger budget.
Depending on where QUT was at the time, that could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, they had a full soccer pitch on the stage, and they could... And they used the space that they had to their advantage. But what I found fascinating about this production is that they used the closeness to pull you in. You couldn't escape.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not actually set during the game. It's set during the warm-up. So you are able to use a space as though it's like a small warm-up area, exercise, do your drills. So you're not sacrificing anything, but you were gaining that emotional intimacy by having it right up in your face where you can literally, you would be able to smell the sweat.
And you feel the uncomfortability.
Mm.
There are moments that are deeply, deeply uncomfortable.
Is uncomfortability a word? Uncomfortableness? Anyway, so I was
Writing.
Incredibly well directed, great ensemble piece, very powerful, high distinction from me.
Look, I'd agree. I was surprised. As I mentioned, I saw the QUT one and I didn't quite love it then, but this one I really, really did love.
Yeah. So congratulations to all involved. Well done. Can't wait to see what happens next. And there's at least two members of that cast that are up for Matilda Awards on Monday week.
The director and one of the actors.
Yeah.
And no, two of the actors. The director and one of the actors are up against each other in one category.
Woo.
But that's neither here nor there. For
emerging.
Emerging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're now going to try and gaslight me about Gaslight.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, I know it's not going to work. So. Mm.
We're seeing Gaslight on Thursday night.
And we'll be reviewing it then.
We will, because it's better
unless
to review
we aren't.
Well, it's better to review it after you see it, I feel.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
I mean, we could review it before.
Oh, God, I love Gaslight. So good.
I mean, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, you just don't. Anyway, see ya.
Bye.